Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days. And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G-R-O-S, now red, great. Those were the days.
Oh, my, I'll never get over how smart she is.
Who?
Dear Abby.
Gives me a pain in the neck.
She's so clever, she knows the answer to every question. In all the years I've been reading her, not once did she ever say, I don't know. Or even, let me think about it.
She ain't so smart. She sets herself up with them things. You don't think she picks them letters out of a mail at ransom, do you?
What do you mean?
I mean, she takes the easy ones. Like, for instance, I've seen, Dear Abby, I'm a young girl, nuts about a guy, I want to marry him. My mother says yes, my father says no, what should I do? Signed, unhappy.
Oh, my, that's a hard question. I wouldn't know how to answer that one.
Geez, I would. I'd say, dear unhappy, do what your old man tells you. He knows what he's talking about. That's how he got to be the father.
I wonder what dear Abby does when she has a problem.
Who cares?
Maybe she writes to Ann Landis.
Now, whoever that is, I don't want somebody in here on my day off.
Oh, hi, Irene.
Ooh, hello, Archie.
Yeah.
But that means who needs her around on my day off?
Oh, Archie didn't mean that, did you, Archie?
Don't ever argue with a guest here.
That was a shot, wasn't it, Archie?
Yeah, that's right, Irene. One of my saddest specials.
Edith, as soon as Frank gets ready, we're going to the Museum of Natural History. You want to go with us?
No.
Oh, I'd love to go. I ain't been there since the sixth grade. I'll go up in chains.
You sure you don't want to come along, Archie?
Ah, what for? Go all the way into the city to see a bunch of dead bones standing around doing nothing?
I don't get you, Archie. Don't you have any interest in learning about the past?
Certainly I have interest in learning about the past. Like, for instance, right here, I mean, in Sports Illustrated. Why do you think I'm doing that? This is full of the past here. I'm looking at last year's batting averages, all the records of championship teams. All of that is what you call historical matter. Treasure magazine, you ought to read it. Only lately they've been giving over too many pages to women in sports.
And why shouldn't they?
Because women ain't important in sports.
What about all the women who won gold medals at the Olympics?
I don't talk about them. Where I seen them dames on TV? They look more like a bunch of lumpy men.
I thought they looked very attractive.
Ah, come on, will you, Irene? Even the judges couldn't figure them out. They had to give them what you call hormone tests. They found out most of them had more his moans than her.
Saying that all men are idiots because one of them says so many stupid things.
All I'm saying is that women shouldn't be messing around with men's sports because a man can beat a woman any old time.
You mean like Bobby Riggs beat Billie Jean King?
I don't even think of tennis as a man's sport. When I think of a man's sport, I think of a sport where you get some bones broke.
Like football.
That's right.
Well, I think getting bones broke is stupid.
Hey, Irene, you got no love for your country.
I must have missed something. I thought we were talking about football.
Football is your country. Football is the only sport the commies ain't stole from us. That's why you can travel all over the civilized world and you won't find an all-American any place but right here in the good old U.S. of A.
Tell me, Archie, what manly games do you play?
Oh, I used to play a little football. I played a lot of baseball. I still bowl in the men's league. I shoot pool.
Pool?
That's right, pool.
Are you any good at it?
I hold my own.
Do you think you could beat a woman?
With one eye closed, one hand tied behind my back, and a bad case of the flu.
Okay, I challenge you.
You challenge me? You're crazy, Irene.
I'm serious.
Oh, come on, will you? Anyway, a gentleman don't play pool with no woman.
I got $10 says I can beat you.
You're on. $10 puts a whole different complexity on a situation, Irene. Just let me call up Chelsea Farr and see if that pool table is free for a little action.
Well, not right now. We're going to the museum in a few minutes.
Oh, come on, come on. You say you play me for $10. Don't be copping out now.
Nobody's copping. I will go to the museum later.
Kelsey? Yeah, Archie Bunker here. Hey, is the table going to be free down there? Oh, it is now. How great. I got a pigeon I'm going to pluck for about $10. Yeah, a lady pigeon. What you call a pigeoness. No, she challenged me. Kelsey's hysterical on the line here. No, you know her. Frank Lorenzo's wife, Irene. Oh, hold on, I'll ask you. Kelsey wants to know if he can have $5 worth of the action.
Tell him I accept.
Hey, Kelsey, you just won yourself $5. Yeah, we'll be right down. Come on, Irene, let's go.
Well, I'll be back in a few minutes. I just want to change my shoe.
What, are you going to play with your feet?
Well, I could, and I think I'd still beat you.
Oh, Irene, I'm still waiting. Aren't we going to the museum?
Later. I got a date to shoot pool for money.
No kidding. Who's the pigeon?
Minnesota Fats over there.
Archie, are you really going to play Irene?
No, what are you laughing about?
Hey, come on, go. Huh? Yeah, I'm going to play Irene. It's going to cost you a little dough. $10 she bet with me and $5 with Kelsey.
Oh, is that all you're betting? She let you off easy.
Now, get out of here. She don't stand a chance.
Archie, she's good. She even beats me.
So what? You're only a cook. You wouldn't know a rack of balls from a bowl of zucchini.
Uh-huh. Archie, she's played a lot of pool and beat a lot of people.
Yeah? Well, I want to tell you something, Frank. I'm going to beat the pants off of her.
Huh?
And you ought to thank me for that, because then you can start wearing them again.
What's that supposed to be?
Well, I only mean that she's a woman who spends all day at home banging nails into the walls and messing around with the plumbing and challenging me to shoot pool. She's more manly than womanly.
You take that back, Archie, because where I come from, if a man talks like that about another man's wife, he don't talk again for a long time.
Geez, what are you going to do, gag me with your raping? Oh.
You talk about Irene behind her back, but I'm going to say this to your face. If you have any doubts about my wife being a woman, it's because you're worried about yourself being a man.
Hey, you're talking to a veteran, a WW2 over here.
I don't care who you are. You take back what you said about my wife.
All I'm saying is that your wife ain't satisfied with being a woman. She wants to be a man, too.
That did it. You insult me, you insult my family. You insult my family, you insult my honor. Take this molecule.
What the hell is that?
A Sicilian curse. The evil eye. Molecule, molecule, molecule.
Well, I'll just give you a New York curse, the waving fingers.
Sure.
Got any questions about me being a man? There's my witness. Ask her.
Ask me what?
I'll stay at it.
Hello? I'm surprised at you, Archie. You call yourself a man? And that's the way you talk about your neighbor's wife?
All right, Frank, don't get excited. If it makes you feel better, I'll admit it. There, Irene is a...
A woman.
All right.
That's better.
Yeah.
Is that what you wanted to know, Archie? I could have told you.
Yeah, so could I. You're not very observant, Archie.
Stop getting lost, will you?
Where is Irene? We was going to the museum.
She'll be right back.
Yeah, but before she goes to the museum, she's going to shoot a game of pool with me for $10.
Oh, I didn't know Irene played pool.
Well, she says she does, but I'm going to teach her a lesson. After this, she'll keep her big yap shut.
Molecule!
What, again?
Yes, the molecule is on again.
What's supposed to happen?
I don't know, but something will. The molecule works like a knuckleball. You never know what it's going to do. Voop!
Can you imagine this guy believing in that kind of superstitious bunk?
Sure, Arch. A lot of people believe in magic spells. I mean, there's even magic in the Bible.
Arch, shut up, you atheist, you. You know nothing about the Bible. The Bible is full of miracles. No magic. God never fooled around with no magic.
What about the story of Sodom and Gomorrah? I mean, didn't God turn Lot's wife into a pillar of salt?
That's right, because when she was running away from them two dirty cities, she stopped to take a look at her behind.
What's this?
Irene, I didn't know you played the clarinet.
That ain't the clarinet. It's a carrying case for a private pool cue. See that? You put them two together. I didn't know you had a private pool cue.
Sure, don't you?
No.
I remember I saw Paul Newman carry one of them in The Wrestler.
No. That was called The Hustler.
Hey, Arch, I'll bet your bucks she can take you.
Save your money. Just because her old man can afford to buy her a private pool cue don't mean she's no pool shark.
He didn't buy it for me. I want it. Yeah, look at that plaque.
To Irene Lorenzo, first prize, Hudson Billiard Academy.
Arch, you want to make that $2?
Get out.
You're going to lose.
Okay, let's shoot pool.
Let's go, Hannah. Let's go.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, all of you. I just got to get my hat here. I just, Somebody better pick up my hat for me.
What's wrong?
I can't bend over.
Oh, gee, it's your back again.
The back is out. The crisis is on. And the game is off.
I just can't get it through my head, Ma. Daddy actually claims that his back hurts because he was cursed.
Yeah, by the evil eye.
Yeah, it's more like an evil cue stick.
I heard that, meathead. And let me tell you something. I got a real pain here in my back. Now, don't give me another one where I sit.
Easy. Now, don't hurt me.
Yeah, you're hurting me. Don't hurt me.
Daddy, if the pain is that bad, maybe you ought to go see a doctor.
Ah, doctor ain't gonna do me no good.
Well, how do you know that, Archie? He would examine you and take x-rays.
Hey, did the curse don't show up on an x-ray?
Arch, you're not cursed. You're just faking it.
I ain't faking it. This is a real pain here. Can't you hear that?
Oh, are you thinking of psychosomatic?
Yeah, it's all up here.
Ah, cut it out. I ain't got nothing up here. It's all down here.
I can't argue with that.
Who asked you?
Daddy, what
don't you just admit you're afraid of losing a game to a woman?
Why is my daughter always against me?
Daddy, I'm not against you. I'm just trying to show you that you don't have a curse on you.
How do you know what I got on me? How do you know that maybe you could have put one on me? How do you know that?
What?
That's right. You were out walking around on the sidewalks yesterday. Maybe you were stepping on all the cracks.
Oh, no, Archie. That step on a crack break your mother's back.
That's for sons, for sons. Daughters want to break their father's back.
Archie, that's crazy. How long have you been believing in curses?
How long you been living here?
For your back, Archie.
Charlie,
but the butcher shop is closed today.
What?
If it was open, I'd go right down there and get some brown paper. Yeah, my mother used to do that when my father's lumbago started acting up. She'd take a piece of butcher's brown paper and put it on his back and then run an iron over it. She put it at the cotton setting. The linen setting was too hot and made him holler.
I think your mother must have inherited her brains from you.
Oh, there's someone at the door.
Someone at the door. It's the first thing she said today that made sense.
Oh, hi, Frank. Come in.
Oh, hi, Mr. Lorenzo.
Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Oh, geez. Here he is, the Duke of Lasagna. What do you want?
Well, it's such a nice day, I thought we'd all take a nice walk out to Kelsey's and watch you and Irene shoot a little pool.
How am I going to shoot pool? I'm in pain here. My back don't work.
Yeah, but your hands look like they're doing a good job there.
Dry up there, will you? What I mean is, how am I going to shoot pool when I can't bend down to the table?
Maybe they could raise the table.
Don't help me, will you? Just look at me here, Frank, in pain. My back is on your head.
What?
That's right, because you put the whammy on the back. Look at me, I can hardly move. Can't sit in my own soft chair. I gotta sit in Edith's lousy chair.
Arch, maybe if you're real nice to Frank, he'll take the evil eye off you.
Mike, I can't do that. I never learned that part. I only know how to give it.
But I do know someone who could take the curse off. Well, it don't make no difference, Frank. The pool matches off, and that's that.
Hello, operator. Long distance, please.
You know how you call a long distance?
My uncle in Sicily.
Hey, come on! Come on!
Come on, will you? There's no evil. I am only kidding.
Yeah, well, I ain't. I can't play the pool match, and that's all there is to it.
Well, then you forfeit the game, and you owe Irene $10.
See, forfeit. If anybody owes anybody anything, it's Irene that owes me. Because you're the guy that put the whammy on my back.
Oh, all right. All right. I'll go home and tell Irene that the game is off. But first, I'm going to stop off at Kelsey's, and I'm going to make a big announcement to tell everybody that Archie Bunker is not showing up because somebody put a curse on him. Then, after they all stop laughing, I'll tell them the truth, that you are afraid to play a woman.
Wait a minute, dear. Wait a minute, dear Frank. Hold it, hold it. Okay, you're going to get your way. I'm going to play the match. I'll be in Kelsey's in an hour, and you bring Irene here on time.
Bravo. Bravissimo.
Did you hear that? He laid another curse on me.
Hi there, Kelsey. How are you?
Hey, hi, Arch. You're a little oily. Pool table won't be open for another 15 minutes.
Yeah, but I thought I'd come down and kind of loosen up, you know?
Hello, Bunker.
Oh, hi there, Jefferson. I didn't know George Jefferson came in here.
Oh, yeah, he's been coming in regularly. Hey, Bunker. I want to talk to you.
Yeah, go ahead, Jefferson.
Hey, I heard about your pool match. I want to get some of the action.
Oh, well, Frank Lorenzo will be here any minute. He'll cover your bet. You want to bet on me?
I don't want to bet on you. I want to win. Hey, Jefferson, don't you think Arch can take it?
No. Talks all over the neighborhood. Lorenzo put the Sicilian hex on him.
Sicilian hex? Oh, come on, come on. What's this all about?
That's right, that's right. Frank Lorenzo, he put the Sicilian evil eye on me, so his wife Irene beat me.
The evil eye. That's some mighty heavy stuff.
That's crazy.
What are you laughing about? You never heard of the hex before. These people know a lot about that voodoo doo. Tell us some more.
Oh, yeah, we're famous for that in my family. It goes all the way back to my great-great-great-granddaddy, Mumbulu.
Mumbulu. What was his face name?
George. Bunker, if you want to get rid of the hex, you need a good luck charm.
Hey, Arch, come on, you don't believe all this baloney, do you?
What are you talking about, baloney? Don't you see a lot of Jewish guys going around in the cars with Christmas medals? They don't believe in them things. But they figure, what harm? Why take a chance? Say some more, Jefferson.
Well, look, if you really want to win, what you need is Mumbulu voodoo. First, you make a circle with the bones of a dozen fried chickens. Then, inside the circle, you form an X with the rinds of two watermelons. Then you send for the witch doctor.
How the hell are you going to get a witch doctor in Queens?
In the Yellow Pages.
Thanks for helping me out with my bad back, Jefferson.
Hey, Arch, your table's open now.
So look, Bunker, I don't have time to stay around for the match. Look, you want to bet? I got $20 says Irene Lorenzo beats you.
You got $20 that says that Dame beats me.
That's right.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do with you, Jefferson. I'm going to take a dollar of that. Well, let's see. Sharpen up the old eye here. Pump this one up there. Holy cow, I missed an easy shot like that.
Oh, he's raining air, Mrs. Lorenzo.
Oh! Oh, look at him. He can't wait to get started.
Neither can I.
What do you mean I can't wait? I ain't no condition to shoot a pool match. Here I can hardly bend over.
Rack him up, Archie.
Now, why are you asking me to rack up Irene the way I am? Why don't you ask Frank to do that?
All right, I'll rack him up.
Okay, I'll shoot you for the break.
Okay, go ahead. There's your cue ball.
No, gentlemen first.
Okay. All right, the nearest to the back cushion with the cue ball don't have to break, right? All right. You ready down there, Frank?
Shoot!
All right, let me see if I can do this. I don't know if I can get over there. Oh, geez, he's going through me like a knife. Oh, look at that. Miss Cute, I ain't done a thing like that in 20 years. Now, you see the kind of competition you're going to have today.
I can't do it, Frank. I can't take advantage of a sick man.
Oh, come on, Irene. After what he said about you, he deserves it.
Look at the man. He can't even bend over. I just can't do it.
You gotta play. And besides, I think he's faking. I ain't faking, Frank, and she don't gotta do nothing. You don't gotta play me, Irene. You can wait for 2-3 weeks. My back will be better then. I'll play you fair game. I'll still take your $10 order.
Bless you, Archie. You're one of a kind. Thank God for that.
Come on, Irene, let's go. I'll buy you a drink. And I'll buy you one too, Archie.
All right, Frank. Don't mind if I do.
Oh, well, Archie, is that your dollar?
Yeah, that's mine.
He can bet! He can bet!
Okay, let's shoot pool.
He lost.
Clam up, you.
Oh, Chief Frank Lorenzo, just call. Oh, I'm so happy for you. I hoped you thanked Irene.
For what?
For fixing your back.
She didn't do that.
Well, that's funny. Frank said she straightened you out.
Thank you. from the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.